WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
We want Cody. We want Cody. We want Cody. The chants reign in the buildings. The WWE signs that they were given out to hold up. Well, we want Cody. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. Nothing is official until it's official. But this is the post show. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin', alongside Lindsay Ward.
Oh, there was a lean into the swerve tonight. Good Lord!
They were making clear that things are—they're here. They have ears. They can hear things,
and they can also make signs and pass them out to people.
They can. They sure can. But we'll get into the Cody thing at the end of the show. But I want to get through some of the matches to start, including a four-way tag team qualifier match, as the winners will face Tyler Bate and Peter Dune on SmackDown. Yes, the Cesaro section is in fact back. It was DIY, the Creed Brothers, Ludwig and Giovanni, and the New Day battling it out in a four-way, which saw DIY get the win. They're headed to SmackDown to face off against Bate and Dunn. This was a hell of a match.
This was fantastic. I mean, everybody involved, you would expect nothing less from these gentlemen involved. But I am happy that DIY won. I feel like they needed like a bigger win.
Especially after losing last week.
Yep. 50-50 booking. Woo! But they needed a big win. So they'll go on and they'll face Bate and Dunn on SmackDown, which is really good. And that should be a fantastic match.
I assume DIY goes over, but you don't want to make assumptions. You do the rematch between DIY and Judgment Day at Chamber.
It's hard to know. It's hard to say.
Unless they pull up the upset and put Peter Dune and Tyler Bate in there against Judgment Day. I don't like that matchup for Dunn and Bate, but it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, the push off to make sure to do the legal man out, that was in fact a good spot. Speaking of the Elimination Chamber, we have qualifying matches to see who will face Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania, as it was announced on SmackDown. Bayley will in fact be challenging Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship, so the Women's World title needs a challenger at WrestleMania. The first qualifier was Becky Lynch and Shayna Baszler. Becky Lynch is headed to the chamber for the first time ever.
That's pretty exciting stuff for her.
Yeah.
I don't know if she'll enjoy it, but it's still pretty exciting.
The man brings a point. Yeah, the walk to the ring promos now, because they've done them in the past, but they've shot them differently. They're doing a lot of new ways of shooting things. like, hey, here are these people arriving to the building at 2-something in the afternoon. Here are some promos walking and talking. They're changing up the style. Like the replay, for instance. When they show replays, they used to be like, hey, on the screen it shows the word replay. It no longer does. It shows a different angle of the action you've already seen. So that's been a cool, nice change that we've been able to see from production since the new people have taken over, since Kevin Dunn is no longer with the company.
Yeah, it's... They've been doing different things, like, just in terms of the backstage stand-ups as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, it's like you're having people, like, get shot in different places that are not the normal, like, TV background or in the ring background that they have, but, like, other different places in the arena that are not, like, the normal setups that they have. And, yeah, the walking to the ring promos and just the lesser cuts. Like, they're doing, like, if you notice the cuts, they're still there, but they're not as frequent. And they're doing different kind of, like, cinematography tricks. Yep. In the product to sort of change it up. And it's a really nice change of pace just in terms of everything that you have that guiding eye there to do that. So I'm curious to see what else they do from a production standpoint, because it's like, I like where they're going with it.
When you bring a guy who has a sports background into sports entertainment, it's interesting to see what they can do.
It is.
Ivar and Valhalla took on Tozawa and Maxine Dupree. Little match.
It's fine.
Ivar got the win for the team.
They seem to be making him a thing, which is great.
They are, in fact, trying to make him a thing. So we had some stuff backstage in the Judgment Day clubhouse.
Tension!
Finn and Damien are talking about their opponents, and it doesn't make no difference to them. Dominic showed up, ready to fight, and said Rhea was good, but she wasn't happy and needed a space. We'll talk about Rhea here in a moment. But R-Truth showed up. Like, hey, buddies, we're cool. That was the initiation for the initiation from the pre-initiation. Now this was the re-initiation, and we're all good now, right? Baylor was like, that was an initiation, and was wondering where he was from. And then JD and Dominic left, and Priest was like, just whatever, do whatever, you're fine. Just go sit, make yourself at home. So R-Truth is in the Judgment Day again.
I mean, he's bringing the money back, that's for sure.
It is Miz, because he found a bunch of new shirts sitting there with his name on them in their clubhouse. Amazing how that is.
Amazing how that works, isn't it?
Miz talked about how R-Truth still believes he's a Judgment Day, but that doesn't know if he makes Truth crazy or a genius. Miz said Truth finds the line between crazy and genius, and that's why we all love him. Miz said JD and Judgment Day have no idea what he has in store for them, because it's Miz and JD one-on-one. Solid match. You had R-Truth at ringside. Try to give JD his cut of the money. With the Miz getting the win.
And they walked away with the money.
Yeah.
Miz and Truth did. So there's some trickery going on here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Judgment Day is getting the wool pulled over their eyes a little bit.
So Ludwig and Giovanni are trying to make sure everything's set up for Gunther's 600-day celebration. While they were in his office, Bron Breakker showed up. He has a contract for the offer. So now it's up to Bron to decide where he wants to go, Raw or SmackDown. So anyway, it is the 600-day celebration with Ludwig and Giovanni in the ring. Gunther's like, I appreciate the gesture, but he didn't want it anymore. He said it's given all regards to the number of days, because no matter what, whether it's 1,000, 2,000, whatever it is, he'll be the greatest and longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time. He's running out of competition, and there's no one worthy of challenging him. Out came Jey Uso.
No one. Yeet.
Yeet. Gunther brought up he eliminated Jey from the Royal Rumble, said he would want a word with him, but this wasn't the way. Jey said he wasn't disrespecting Gunther and acknowledged that he is, in fact, the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion. Gunther talked about how Jey is one of the most decorated tag team wrestlers of all time, and praised him for being part of the greatest tag team in history, and even holds the record for the longest tag team reign. But you only had to put in 50% of the work. Gunther said he achieved everything he has been doing all the work on his own. Jey then talked about all the things he's done and say yeet if you want him to be the new Intercontinental Champion. Gunther congratulated Jey for developing the courage to try something for himself after 15 years. He said he won't be the last person to try to make a name for themselves off of him. He said he would beat him so badly that he'll long for the good old days when people couldn't tell him and his brother apart.
This was really super good.
So he shoulder blocked Jey on his way out. They started to attack. Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston made the save. So next week we're getting a 3-on-3.
Which I'm down for. I like the setup that they gave Gunther, where they have the columns and everything, and like it's very classy. It's
very, very fitting for Gunther.
Yeah, they had the little Imperium set up with the columns, and they were all in black suits, and, you know, they all look good, and just Jey Uso out there, you know, talking trash. Like, this was really well executed. I enjoyed this thoroughly. And, you know, Jey versus Gunther, I can think of worse things. Especially mm-hmm. if Jey manages to dethrone Gunther. Well,
we'll see what happens. Probably at Elimination Chamber. The Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi, saying that took on the former champions Kayden Carter and Katana Chance for the WWE Women's Tag Team titles. Solid match, you had a bunch of teams watching on. But the Kabuki Warriors got the win.
They did. The Casey's took it to them, though.
They did.
It was a tough fight. And I like that they're making the women's tag belts relevant again. That's good. That's important. That's awesome.
That's what you want to see. So we talked about the women's tag team titles. Then let's talk about Rhea Ripley.
Oh boy, mommy.
She's in the ring and she's all fired up and talked about how Becky just qualified and but she wants a match with Nia Jax and she calls out Nia and said, Adam Pearce comes out. This isn't the time.
This is exactly the time. What are you talking about? That's why she's doing it.
She said that Rhea will get Nia at Chamber for the championship on the line. Nia came out. Adam tried to stop it all from happening. He got pushed aside. Jax and Rhea brawled. Pierce called for help. Security didn't do anything. The Annihilator by Nia Jax leaves Rhea Ripley once again laying in the middle of the ring.
I mean, they're pushing Nia pretty hard.
I mean, if she's going to main event Elimination Chamber, you gotta.
Oh, you completely gotta, but it was just they're pushing her super duper hard.
As I believe that will be your main event on that show, because Rhea deserves to be in that main event.
1,000%, yeah. And you have to make Nia look like an absolute boss to go against Rhea. You mm-hmm. have to build her properly, depending on... And it also depends on if Rhea wins or loses. I'm sure she wins in Perth, though I can't know for sure.
I think we all know for sure. But you never know.
Trying to get the benefit of the doubt. You don't know.
So Monday Night Raw opened with your World Heavyweight Champion, Seth freaking Rollins. He said he smells what is cooking after SmackDown fans booed. We had some Cody chants. Rollins goes, I sense you guys want Cody. It's good news. He calls, I want Cody as well. He calls him that, come on down to the ring. So Michael Cole said, unless you've been living in a cave somewhere, you know what's happened for the past 3 days. That he's been trending worldwide for 3 days with We Want Cody. McAfee added. So Cody smiled, looked around. And as they're just staring down at each other, for the first time where Cole got this wrong, it was 97, not 1996. We had Rocky sucks chance. He goes, is it 1996 again? No, Rocky was fine in 96. It was 97 we got Rocky sucks chance. Because he only was in WWE for like 6 weeks in 96. So anyway, moving on past that. Rollins was like, I was not expecting you guys. That was the one thing I wasn't expecting was a Rocky sucks chance. We have more. We want Cody. Rollins then talked about how let's get to the chase. You know, we haven't understand what's going on. He's been there. He gets it, but he needs an answer. Rollins said he stood by what he said last week about this championship being the most prestigious in the industry. He said he needed a match as much as Cody does. Rollins said he needed to know that he's better than he was the last time they met. Rollins says he knows he's the best, and the only way to do it is to test himself against the best. He says Cody is the best. Rollins told Cody to cut the crap and asked if he was going to fight him at WrestleMania. Before he could even give an answer, Drew McIntyre made his way down to the ring. McIntyre says he speaks on behalf of everyone and when he asks, what the hell? I had everything perfectly set up for you guys and you guys are just going to screw it up for WrestleMania. McIntyre says Rollins is the only person who hates CM Punk as much as him and he took him out. And he even has a new shirt for it, which was hilarious.
The shirt is top tier.
WWEshop.com, apparently. You can buy one.
It's such a troll. I love it.
Which is Punk's face, him standing in front of a tombstone with CM Punk on it regarding WrestleMania main event.
They redid the meme.
Yeah.
And they made it their own so they could sell it.
Drew is like, Cody, you know what you can do? You can go. It's time for you to go finish the story. Don't let him down, his family down, or even the fans. McIntyre didn't want everyone else does, but don't let your father down. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Rollins told Drew, don't be a prick. Rollins asked McIntyre what he makes him say he would get a world title shot at WrestleMania because that's what his idea was. Hey, you guys fight. Cody, you finish the story. I get Seth, deal. Rollins asked McIntyre what he made of things. He gets a title shot when he's already beaten McIntyre twice, and then McIntyre's like, well, you lost three times to him. Well, yeah, I just said that. If you listen to the promo, McIntyre then talked about Rollins working his ass off for make this championship mean something. He said no one wants to fight Roman Reigns anymore because they know the finish. You know, his family will interfere. We all know what's happening. He really is just the internet fan at this point. Cody tries to speak, and McIntyre's like, nope, hold up, I wasn't finished. McIntyre said it was, Rollins was a real worker horse. They would have a shot him dead after the first injury. McIntyre said after 17 injuries, it's time for him to take it from here. McIntyre attacked Seth Rollins. Cody attacked Drew. McIntyre left the ring. All in all, they're playing up the story about will he finish the story or not?
Cody also kind of added paraffin to the fire, as it were, or fuel to the fire, by saying, I hear you, I love you, but trust me. So, they're leaning into the skid, they're leaning into everything, they're doing this really, really, really strategically and very well. At least this portion of it.
He had to tweet something because it was, yeah. They have to get to the point where Thursday, because that's the big day, Thursday, live on Peacock. The main events for WrestleMania will be, as they say, made official.
Are they going to, they're streaming it?
Yeah.
Wow.
They are streaming it on the Peacocks and on the socials. But it's a free to attend event in Las Vegas, so if you want to go to wherever it's being held and you live in Las Vegas, feel free, go there. They're also offering VIP packages starting at $500, or the most expensive is $2,500 for a free event. But hey, you know, it's a free event. But, you know, you want a Triple A picture with Hunter, it's like $2,500. So, enjoy. Anyway.
If you have the money, go enjoy. But can we also talk about the fact that they made sure to show a promo package of CM Punk getting his surgery done?
They did. Make sure he's hurt now. He's not coming. He's not going to save this one.
Because the conspiracy theorists are out there like, oh, CM Punk's going to come back and challenge for the title. It's like, y'all, he has a torn bicep. He's not coming back. He's not going to be back, but by Mania, it's not going to happen. And the fact that they were like, no, here, boom, he's actually injured. Here's the surgery video. Like, that they always do when somebody's, like, legitimately hurt. Like, just to make sure that every person out there that's like, no, CM Punk's coming back. No, dude, no, he's really actually injured this time.
Mm-hmm.
Just to definitively make sure everybody's aware.
So, the one thing, we talked about all the new production things. So, we had an interview with Sami Zayn in the build of the arena with Jackie Redmond. They made sure to tell you what time it was. Who asked what was going through his mind, how much of it had to do with Drew McIntyre? Zayn's, you know, had little to do with McIntyre. He talked about coming close last year to beating Roman Reigns in the Elimination Chamber. He recalled Triple H pulling him aside, telling him he had nothing to be disappointed by. Zayn recalled Triple H saying that he was Rocky Balboa. Zayn said he will still fight like an underdog. But he's a contender now. Redmond asked Zayn if he still felt like he had something proven. He wants to prove to the people that they didn't believe in him for nothing. He said that he's about proving them right is what it's all about. That was solid.
It was a good promo. They're rebuilding Sami Zayn. They're bringing him back into the picture so they could be setting up something for him after WrestleMania, possibly at Elimination Chamber, although that feels a little quick. Possibly after Mania to sort of get him back in the picture and going.
And gotta get him something to do with WrestleMania.
Yeah, that too.
So, your main event, or I should say, we also had a Liv Morgan interview. She's fighting Zoe Stark next week in another contenders match. Next week on the show, it'll be Woods and Kofi and Jay taking on Imperium, R-Truth and JD, Liv and Zoe in a chamber qualified match. So, but your main event, bull rope match, Shinsuke, Cody, solid match. Cody
Very took solid out, match.
Cody took out a lot of his aggression at the end with using the bull rope on Shinsuke's nether regions.
I need to remember, and I need almost constant remembering, that Shinsuke's mist is red.
Yes.
I need reminding of that, because towards the end of the match, like, he had done the mist, and I blinked and I missed it, and I look back and Cody's just, like, covered in red, right? Like, it looks like a red mask, right? And you see Cody bleed enough that you're like, oh god, Cody's bleeding, right? Because I feel like at this point, he blinks and he can bleed. So it's like, oh god, what do they do? Cody's bleeding. And then it's like, no, that was a mist. Never mind, he's not bleeding. He's fine.
Everything's fine.
But it's like a blood-colored mist, and it just was like the perfect color in Cody that it looked like he was like bleeding. But again, Shinsuke's villain era, Cody's going a little bit backwards in his story where it's, well, maybe he's not through those hard times yet. Maybe he's got to go through a little more, but this was a really good match.
Yeah, it's fine. So afterwards, Drew attacked Cody and left him laying.
I'm kind of in love with Drew McIntyre just being a monumental dick. Like, I'm just really kind of in love with it.
He's finding his groove being a dick.
This is the Drew McIntyre that we've been needing. Face Drew's fine. But when he's like a heel and he's just a dick, yeah, he's really good at it. So
there you go. We'll know Thursday what the main events for WrestleMania are. Can't wait to watch the world burn on Thursday. So that should be fun.
Trust the process.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to say. Trust the process.
That is a saying that people should do. Trust the process. I mean, it's worked for basketball teams.
Maybe. They're doing it for the Atlanta Falcons, so we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, and stop with death threats. Stop being weird, internet. Stop being
Stop. Leave his daughter alone, please. She's nothing to do with it.
Not a damn thing.
Sit down.
Anyway, that'll do it for the Raw Post Show. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's The Rack.
That's right. Tune in because we will be talking all about NXT Vengeance Day as well as the news and the notes of the week. So it's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
You thought wrestling couldn't get stranger. It continues to be something, so we'll talk about it Thursday.
The wrestling bingo card is full. Can everybody calm down? It's February 5th.
Yeah.
Can wrestling just not? Thank you.
Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's the Super Bowl preview of CB Radio. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Join us. We'll have all of the prop bets. We'll have a greater than great debate. And so much more. It's CB Radio, Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, there's no WTR because we're watching the Super Bowl, so figure out something else to do. Watch the Super Bowl, like 200 million people will. Tig, no. No uwu.
But uwu.
No. No uwu. There's an emote now. No uwu.
But uwu.
No. But no. No uwu. No. 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 We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. Programming note. We will be live tomorrow, I think around 8. I think that's what we agreed upon.
I believe so, yes.
Around 8 p.m. Eastern, live here at twitch.tv/WTLive. If you do exclamation point Genshin in chat, you sign up for Genshin Impact. We'll tell you how you get some free Primo Gems and Heroes Wit and other things. And Lindsay's going to do co-op mode with me as we explore worlds for an hour.
I'm going to lock him in my teapot and then he can never leave Tibet.
No, I will be leaving. I'll be very leaving. But we're probably getting that Impact tomorrow around 8 p.m. Eastern. But before that, Lindsay will be live on her channel playing Genshin.
That's right. You can tune in twitch.tv/Linz Ward, or you can uwu on my channel if you'd like. So you can head on over there. I should be live about 7-ish p.m. Eastern, where I will be playing potentially Genshin Impact, but maybe also Honkai Star Rail before Rock and I go live with Genshin. I'll just have to see. Because Honkai just dropped the brand new region, Pentakone, tonight, and there's stuff to roll for, so I may be rolling tomorrow in Honkai before we do Genshin. So, tune in, I'll make the decision tomorrow, but Rock and I will be running around Tibet tomorrow together. I'm so excited, because there's so many things that have come out since he last played Genshin. So, we'll see what kind of trouble he and I can get into. You can also follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinsWard0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films. youtube.com/MBG1211. We will see you Thursday night for Iraq. We'll see you tomorrow night for Genshin. and all week long, along there with the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTRLive.